Today's share in the Deer Show Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Beis Omud Beis. And we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are on the very top line. Yesterday we did not do the last Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lamed Gimel, which we'll do now. It's talking about if a person is unfortunately going into a situation where he has to wear leather shoes on Tisha B'Av, so he's allowed to do so, but he should take them off as soon as he gets to the place that he's going to. If it's dangerous, we said yesterday, for example, if he's traveling a distance that he has to go and it's be uncomfortable to go barefoot or not wearing leather shoes, he's allowed to do so. And the Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkat Lamed Gimel, V'tov Shoz Yitin Ofor B'min Olam. In that situation, he should try to put some sand inside his shoes to make it uncomfortable. The issue footnote number 56 brings down, from the Shelos Hetshuvos Or Letzion, Shepatcher Sha'asu, you can't do this L'chatchila. And this halach was only said, El Mish Mimela Mutu B'levishas Nali Or, only for somebody who has a heta to go wear leather shoes in this situation. So then it's better to put a little dirt in them so it's a little bit uncomfortable. And he adds, from Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, Zatzal, the Griz, Shechovas Huyinuyim B'Tisha B'Av, Gam Midin Inui V'Gam Midin Avelis. It serves two functions. One, it shouldn't be comfortable, should have inui affliction, and also because of Avelis. And therefore, Av Shemachmas Din Ha'inui Moli Tein Ofer Bin Olim. Based upon this, just putting it in there is to satisfy the requirement of inoy. But it doesn't accomplish anything to demonstrate avelus. So you're only accomplishing the inoy part, but you're not accomplishing the avelus part. Then he brings down for the shelus of mayim chayim that if a person always wears non-leather shoes all year long, somebody wears sneakers all year long, so then on Tisha B'Av he should try to walk around with socks unless people are going to laugh at him. If not, then lav, yitim b'hemat efer. In that situation, you put some dirt or dust or sand or something inside there, then he should have at least a little tsar from his walking about. Now we go to the Ramah, the very top line. Hagah. V'chein b'mokom shedarim bein ho'eno Yehudim. If you're living among skoyim, lo yachlods, don't take off your leather shoes. They'll make fun of you. Ki em b'ruchov ha'yehudim. But when you reach the Jewish neighborhoods, take off your leather shoes at that point in time. And he says, this is the minog. V'chein nagu brings this down the name of the tour. Dagos Maimonios and Dagos Mordechai from the Gemara. Now, Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Daled tells us that Mishuma Akum Shema Ligam Aleinu, the reason why you take it off only when you reach the Jewish neighbors is if you walk around with your socks on, the goyim are going to make fun of us. Siv Katan Lamed Hey, Kosov Bagmar, the Mogen Avram writes about this. He says, Nira Li, Dimharbe Akum Ovrim Shom Mutter, that if there are a lot of non Jewish people walking there, then you can wear the leather shoes. The El Yerabba Tzidid Lahachmir, Linyan Ruchova Yehudim, Apovenzeh. But the El Yerabba says, if you're in a Jewish neighborhood, then you shouldn't, even if there are a lot of goyim there, you shouldn't wear leather shoes. Because the Havu, the Lo Lahosif Alaminog, that you shouldn't add to this minhag that you're allowed to wear the leather shoes when you're amongst the goyim. So don't say, well, if there are a lot of goyim in the Jewish neighborhoods, then you can wear them amongst the Jewish neighborhoods as well. And he adds, because of our great sins, he says, many Jewish people are not careful about not wearing leather shoes, even when they're on the privacy of their own houses. It's a great sin. And he brings down the Sharet Zion, Osmem Gimel, that what he means over here is the there are those that disagree even when you're amongst the goyim that you're allowed to wear leather shoes, and they say you shouldn't. It brings down in the Beis Yosef. So in this situation, one should be very careful. And in Sivkot and Mem Gimel, he writes that was Sivkot and Mem Beis. Sivkot and Mem Gimel in the Sharet Zion, he adds the Mogi Rabbim brings down the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. Yehei benidui, somebody should be excommunicated. Misha over echad mechamisha inuyim kol yom. If somebody is not careful about the chamisha inuyim and he just disregards them. And back to the Mishnah Berurah, the Afki Shenokel Bezeh Be'eish Olech Berchov Shemotzi Shom Akum. If you're going to be lenient about this, if there are any goyim walking over there and they're going to make fun of you, come Akum. At least instantly take a Shkabal of Eso Mechuyev Lachol Sosom. Take them off the minute you get to your house. And he says the Ein L'El in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Aleph, where we discuss the Inuyim. Sivkot Lamed Vav. He brings up the Chayyadim. Because of Chayyadim. If you're walking amongst the goyim and your minog is that you're allowed to wear leather shoes in that situation, you don't have to protest somebody doing this. He says, because there are those that permit you to wear leather shoes when you're walking amongst the goyim. The Chai Adam's personal opinion is as follows. I disagree, he says, with the reasoning this brought that the goyim are going to make fun of you. He says, so what? So what if the goyim make fun of us? Oh, he's walking around in socks, what a crazy Jew. They make fun of us all the time anyway. They ridicule us anyway. So why should we not do what the din is because we're afraid that they're going to ridicule us? However, he adds, he says, if you're amongst the goyim, but you're sitting in your store and you're selling stuff. They don't know what shoes you're wearing. So therefore, in that situation, to say that you have to wear your leather shoes, that's not allowed. They have no idea what shoes you're wearing when you're sitting in your store behind the counter. So therefore, certainly in that situation, even though you're, quote, amongst the goyim, and you might have this hat there otherwise, you certainly should take off your leather shoes in that situation. Now we go to Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, Shalu Yisham Beleil Tishabov Im Ishto Bemita. He brings down, you can see in the Be'er HaGolah, this is from the Hagos Mordechai as well, that Yesh Misha Omer, this opinion of the Mordechai, Shalu Yisham Beleil Tishabov Im Ishto Bemita. You shouldn't sleep in the same bed as your wife on Tishabov, just like you would if she was a Nita. So since you're not allowed to have relations, though, you shouldn't sleep in the same bed with your wife. And he says, the Mechaber writes, V'nochon Adover, this is correct, because of the principle that we have by a Nazir, Mishum Lech, Lech, Amrilin and Zira, which the Mishnah Berurah reminds us in Sif Kutn Lam Chetz. The end of that is Sechor, Sechor, Lekarma, Lo Sikrav. They go around the vineyard. Don't go near the vineyard. Don't go near anything that's going to put you at risk for drinking wine or taking grapes. So therefore, this is very appropriate not to sleep in the same bed as your wife, because it could lead to Tasha Shemita, which is not allowed, of course, on Leil Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Zayin says, Ayin Lakamen Simin Tof Reish Tez Vav, go and look in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the also Liga Be'ishto Kilu Yinida, that you're not allowed to go and touch your wife as if she was a Nida on Yom Kippur. And he says, maybe the Efshah Duwa Din B'Tisha B'Av, maybe the same din applies here on Tisha B'Av. And he brings this down, Kach Kosov, in the Darki Moshe. The Darki Moshe, the Ramah, writes this over there B'Feirish. And he says, Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Mokom, B'Yom, Yesh Lokel, during the daytime, one doesn't have to be so machmer. He brings this down even the Mogen Avraham. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem Dalet, the Chofetz Chaim adds, and he says, the Davko B'Yom HaKippurim, Shanoshim Mikushatos, L'Chovar HaYom, on Yom Kippur, the women may be dressed up nicely in fancy garments, V'yesh Lachush L'Geirui HaYetzare, and it could incite a person and to do something that's also on Yom Kippur, to have Tashmish as well. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, that's why the restrictions were added to make your wife as if she was a Nida and not touch her. As opposed to, he says, Masha Enkim et Tishabav, Shaochim bibegodim minuvolim, that people aren't wearing nice stuff, they're wearing not nice stuff. So therefore, there's less of a need to put in extra protection over here that a person might come to have relations with his wife. However, he points out, Im kam et Tishabav hochim mikushatos, if they are dressed up nicely on Tishabav, so yesh lahachbi then as well. Af biyom kimo biyom kippurim, even though in the daytime, just like the dinners on Yom Kippur, he brings down the name of Machzis HaShekel. He tells us as well, go look at the halachos of Yom Kippur in Tav Reish Tes Vav, where he brings down the Taz, who's mitzadid lahokah b'tisha b'av b'negia apalayla, that the Taz is mekel and says even at nighttime one could touch their wife, one obviously shouldn't do this b'chiba in a way that could lead Rachmana l'Islan to having relations. He says, ulai lo ra darki Moshe. He says, maybe the Taz didn't see this darki Moshe, who says you should consider being machmir on Tisha B'Av as well. The issue foot number 57 brings down to hand something to your wife, other harchakus that we normally apply when a woman is in nida. So the Kaf HaChaim writes, in the name of the Ben Ishchai, Shibalayla Nochel HaChmir, at nighttime one should add those harchakus as well. And this also seems to be opinion of Rav Azaz Zatzal in the Kovitz Mibes Levi. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that this is not necessary. In Deir Shuf footnote number 58, he brings down, what about wearing tachshitim on Tisha B'Av? Is that allowed? So he brings out from the Eishel of Rami B'Church, Sha'anoshim mutaros lebosh tachshitim shirigilos behem gambi mosachol. If it's jewelry that she would normally wear on a weekday, she could wear it on Tisha B'Av as well, but she shouldn't wear special Shabbos or Yontif jewelry. However, he also points out that the minhag of the holy Benos Yisrael is that they don't wear any tachshitim on Tisha B'Av, with the exception possibly of a ring. He brings down the name of Niti Gavriel that they would normally wear all the time. Let's say a woman wears a wedding band all the time, so she's not mechuyeves to take it off on Tisha B'Av. Now we go to Sif Yud Tes. The Mechaber writes, Imchol Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, of course we don't fast on Shabbos, so then none of these harchakus apply. Mutar b'kulan, you're allowed to sleep with your wife in the same bed. And he says, Afilu b'tashra shemitah, and you're even allowed to have relations with your wife on Tisha B'Av when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. However, the Ramah says, Hagah, there are those that disagree. V'yesh osum tashra shemitah. There are those that say that you shouldn't have tashra shemitah on Shabbos Tisha B'Av. And he says, Uchei Noag, and he says, this is the Minog, as brought down by the Tor, in the name of the Ri, and the Ogur, and the Minhog. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamates adds, and he says, it says in the Braisa that on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, Umal al Shulchano, Binomenea Atzum Mishum Dover, that you're allowed to have even the greatest delicacies on Shabbos Tisha B'Av. You don't have to stop having anything. You have wine, you have meat, etc., like Suda Samelech Bishaito, like the Suda of Shlomo Melech in the height of his reign. The issue foot number 59 does bring down, however, Mikol Makom, there are those that say, and he brings down the name of Shel Shuvas Olitzion, Shetov Lahachmir Ulimona Mikach, that one should ideally not have relations on Tisha B'Av Shabbos. like the Ramah said. But Yesh Osrim, Svilu, and these back to the Mishnah Berurah, and these people that say that you shouldn't have relations, the heavy Shabbazu could cover mace of a regal. There would be no different than if somebody, Rachman al-San, has to bury their mace on the regal, and this would be a aspect of Avelus, Bitzina, the Noag Beregel, Dvorm Shabitzina, and like on a regal, you wouldn't be allowed to do this, so too over here, you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Shabbos Tishabab. And therefore, Ulafiza also Gamkin Lilchot Yodim Bacham, you shouldn't wash your hands in hot water, he says, Shagam Zekori Tzina, that's also considered a private Avelus, which is Noag even on Shabbos Tishabab. Dear Shufut number 60 brings down, the Aflinian Nagia Bishto, what about touching your wife? Not having relations with, but just touching a wife on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, he brings down for the Mara Diskin, according to the Darkei Moshe, Shein Li Gabo B'Tisha B'Av, who says you shouldn't touch your wife on Tisha B'Av, he says the same thing would apply on Friday night. Also, Li Gabo B'Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Shabbos, you shouldn't go and even touch your wife on Tisha B'Av Shabbos. Shabbos Ebechlal Dvar B'Shabbat Sinner, this is included in those private aspects of Avelis that are Noheg. On the other hand, he brings down for the Makor Chaim that it's permissible. The issue footnote number 61 brings down Hakam Shein Lesor. We just said in the Mishnah Berurah you can't wash your hands with hot water on Shabbos, but why not also say you can't wash them with cold water? So he brings out from the Minchas Chinuch, there's an aspect of inoy there to afflict yourself. Just like the tainus itself is pushed off, you can eat, that's also an aspect of inoy. So therefore, there is no iser itself in washing on Tisha B'Av Shabbos. And therefore, only the hot water aspect is also, but not cold water. What about doing sicha or going to be toivel in a mikvah? So he brings down, kishem shiruchitzas yodu b'chamim asur b'shabazu, just like we just brought down, according to the Ramah, that you shouldn't wash your hands in hot water, kach gam asur hasicha, you shouldn't anoint yourself as well. That's also called avelis b'tzina. Ukamo ken gam in litvol b'shabazu af b'tzoni. You shouldn't even go to the mikvah in this situation, although he brings down from Rav Yashas Zatzal that somebody who always goes to the mikvah every Shabbos could go here as well. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem says, "Okay, Noagim, this is the psak, and what should you do?" So he says, "Umachris Hashamish in Shul, the Shamish should call out Dvarim Shebetzina Noeg, all those things that are in private, Adelus, i.e., you don't say specifically Tashvi Shamita, but things that are in private." He says, "Are Noeg to remind the people that they should follow this ruling of the Rambam." In the Chafetz Chaim Sharet Zion Os Mem Hey brings down, this is specifically stated in the Darkei Moshe, the Rambam in the Darkei Moshe. And he says, Nir Ali, the Chofetz Chaim says, it appears, my opinion, the Makom Shelo Nagul Achris, if there wasn't the prior minhag to make this announcement, in Lahak Bin Asa, you don't have to do this. And he brings down for the Halacha Berurah, the Mafakbik Al Ikra Achros, so he doesn't like the Halacha Berurah doesn't like this whole announcement. He says, Uberfat Bismanenu Deshlich Leitzani. And he says, nowadays, especially when people will scoff and make fun and ridicule this, so he says, better not to do it. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Ochain, in Eral El Tvi Losa Bishabazu, if mikveh night for the woman, she has to go to the mikveh, it's on Friday night, Tisha B'Av, so then, Hevi HaMogim Rav, Mishim HaShalah, the Mogim Rav brings down the name of the Shalah, the Yesh Lismoch was there, Al Deir Rishon, then you rely upon the more makel opinion of the Mechaber, that says you can have relations with your wife, even if it's not mikveh night, and therefore he says here, for mikveh night, you certainly can, the Tovelis, and the woman goes to the mikveh, Umishamesh, she's not to have relations with the husband, albeit, he says, Yesh Machirim Gamazeh, there are those that are strict even in this situation. Then he says, Ayin Chayyodim, Shkosav, the Kamen, the Belele, Tvilahu, Mitzvah, Ona. Chayodim passes that you should be lenient over here and follow the lenient opinion because there's a mitzvah to have relations with your wife when she comes back from the mikveh. It's your responsibility as the husband to make your wife happy, and this therefore is incumbent upon you, this mitzvah of ona, and therefore you should be makel in this situation, assuming the wife, of course, wants it. But Ramah Shekosav the Nogim Leisr, why did the Ramah say that it's aser? He wasn't talking about Leil Tvi Losa. He was talking about when it's not the mitzvah of ona. Masha Ein came, but Leil Tvi Losa. Even the Ramah would say on Leil Tvi Losa, according to this opinion, that you'd be permissible. And he says, Ayin Shom B'Nishmas Adam, go look in the Nishmas Adam as well. And the Sharet Zion, Os Mem Vav, brings down that Ayin Shom, he says, Od, Shekosav Dinira Lo, the Hu Adin, Bebo Ben Aderech, Yesh Lo Kelefo, a man who was away on a business trip, and now he comes back. There's also a mitzvah own in that situation, based upon the pasuk lo suneh, and therefore shelo tovim min aderech v'tim so ichtecha safik nida. Based upon the famous Gemara that says it's actually a terrible thing if he comes back and he finds that his wife is a safik nida, because it's going to lead to potential saying, well, she's not really a safik nida, she really is okay, and it could lead to trouble. If she's a vadei nida, the Gemara says, then therefore he's not going to go and do an iser. And therefore, if she is in this situation, she's obviously mis'avil azivuk. From the fact that the Gemara says that suffix need is not a good thing, they both are going to want to have tashmish, they'll find a heter, so to say, that's not there. So you see that the woman is desirous of having tashmish when the husband comes back from being away. And therefore, im came the vadei, shegamo isha mis'avil, and therefore it's mitzvah's ona. But he concludes and he says, "Vakol fi mashu adam." Every person should know for themselves what they should do. And Dishavut number 62, he brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal that in general, a person should be machmer. Ein lahakol bekach. Again, we always have a general rule. If a person is going to lead to an aveira, chas hashom, to do something wrong. So when there's room to be meikel, then you can be meikel. But in general, one should remember that it's Tisha B'Av. Finally, Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Ayin the Bir Agro, the Vilna Gaon, the Mashma Minei." He says, "Gam Kein Du Mitzadit Lalochi Gdas Machaber." He's Mekel in this situation, and therefore, certainly, you have the Vilna Gaon. Bim Kein Yeshlus Lachok Al Kaponim Bilel Tefila, and certainly, one should rely upon this in the night of Tefila or Mitzvahs Ona situation. Now we go to Siv Chof. The Mechaber writes, "Ein Sheila Shalom L'Chaveiro B'Tisha B'Av." We don't say hello to a friend. We don't say greetings to a friend on Tisha B'Av, and he says, the hedyotos, the people that don't know the halacha, the hedyotos, the plain people, she'enim yodim, the nosim shalom, and they say hello to you, so you're allowed to respond to them, mishivim lem b'sofer rof, in a soft voice, b'chovid rosh, with a somber type of a posture, and this way, and you can explain to them, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, that you're not really supposed to say hello on a day like this. We look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Aleph, and he says, v'adin lo malot safer taba, even say good morning, or top of the morning to you, nami osu, you shouldn't do something like that. The issue footnote number 63 has a whole bunch of scenarios which I'll just run through real quickly, but it's kedai to read it inside in detail yourself. He says, to say Laila Tov, he brings down for the Leket Yosher and the Trumas Hadeshen that is permissible. But he himself personally didn't say that. To nod your head, that's allowed. To nod to somebody. To ask somebody if they're feeling well. So if they're sick, you're allowed to do that, but out of politeness, you shouldn't do this. To wish somebody mazel tov, so there are those that say that this is a bracha, and you're allowed to do that. It's not a greeting, but others would suggest that you not do this. Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down, shalom alo, elorak li'acha chatzosi yom. You should try to hold off and wishing the guy mazel tov till after midday. To wish somebody refuah shleima, so the Gesher Chaim writes down, in regards to an avil, that you're allowed to do this, so mistama over here as well, you're allowed to do this, because it's not a shela shalom, but it's a bracha, you should have a refuah shleima. To say to somebody l'hitra os, so there is an opinion that's brought down by Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, she niske l'hisros l'binyan beis hamikdash. You shouldn't say just say I'll see you. You should say we should see each other when we have the rebuilt beis hamikdash. And Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal brings down for nicham avelim she poshut she'im nachem nachatzu seyom. You shouldn't do nicham avelim in the morning, but you could theoretically wish somebody nicham in the afternoon. And finally, in regards to giving presents, the issue footnote number 64 brings down that to say to somebody that you're going to give him a present after the tainus, he says that's really not right. It's also to do so. But if you gave the present already to your friend, you don't have to go and tell the friend that he should return it to you. Because in receiving the present, that was already the shalom, and now if you return it, that's not going to accomplish anything. Finally, you're allowed to give tzedakah, and you're allowed to give the food to somebody on Tisha B'Av. I ain't show him again in this footnote for all of the specific details and who exactly said all of these opinions. We have the one piece of the Mishnah Berurah, to send a present to your friend on Tisha B'Av is Osir, and we just brought down, we looked at in Dershu Foot number 64 as well. He brings down the name Lacharonim. Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Membeis, he brings down, Ula'ama Aretz, to a person who's not knowledgeable, Tov Sheodialo, Sheyom Osir Litin Shalom. You should tell him, listen, I don't mean to be rude to you, I just want you to know on Tisha B'Av we normally don't say greetings to people. V'le'yelo Eva, Avor Zeolah, because he'll be upset, hey, how come he didn't answer me, and he's just ignoring me, and it's going to cause Eva, hatred between people. The issue for number 65 brings down for the Kafa Chaim, however, if that's not possible to do this in a way that won't embarrass the person, so then you can answer him swiftly and say, thank you very much, you should have a good day. Siv Chavalef, the Mechaber writes, Yesh mi she'omer, and you can see in the Bar Agola, this is brought down in the Kolbo, Shelo Yelech Vital B'Shuk. You shouldn't go and take a stroll in the marketplace. Kadesh Lo Yovel Lidei Schok V'Kalos V'Hitul. It's going to lead to inappropriate behavior, it's going to lead to lightheadedness and non-solemn behavior. Sivchav Beis. The Mechaber writes, Malkum Shinogu Lasos Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osin. In a place where the minhag was to do work on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do work on Tisha B'Av. However, Malkum Shinogu Shalom Lasos Einosin. But in a place where the minhag is not to do work, you shouldn't do work on Tisha B'Av. In the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskil B'Malkum, he says, nowadays, everybody doesn't do work on Tisha B'Av. Hayom Minhag Kol Yisrael B'Chol Malkum Shalom Lasos. You shouldn't do this. He brings it down the name of Mati Yehuda. And the Mishnah explains why in Sivkot Mem Gimel. He says, Kadesh Lo Yasiach Daitam Yavelis. You shouldn't forget that it's an Avelis day. Mitan Zeh Gam Balaylos Malach. It shouldn't work at night as well. Doha Gam Balaylos Mechuyim L'Savot. Because you have to have Avelis at night as well. Miyu, however, he says, Kom Lachash Ein Bo Shiyui Shari. Something that doesn't require any thought. You're turning on the light. That's Malach. So you're allowed to do that. Dei Mesiach Daito Bekach. It doesn't mean you can't do Malach like on Shabbos. You shouldn't do work that requires any sort of concentration. Because that will take you away from the Avelis. Mechaber continues, he says, "Uchomakum tamid dechachom betel. A Talmud Chacham should always treat himself not to do work. And if you want to make yourself into a Talmud Chacham, this it's not called yuara. As the Mishmur says, this is called Mem Dalit. The Horoa Omer, the Miniyasa Mimlachu, Mipnesh Lodis Damalo Malasos. The reason he's not working is he doesn't have work to do, not because he's a big, he's thinking he's a big Tamil Chacham. With this, we conclude today's share.